back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to Brother Art in Maryland. Brother Art, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack.
Hi,
brother. The story you were just telling about the Bolshevik communist Jews in Russia, on the Rick Adams show, which is on this network Monday through Friday at 10 p.m., he has a guest every once in a while that goes by the name of Hungarian George. And he has talked about that in depth for, you know, quite a few times. And the way he talks, the numbers could have been upwards of 100 million people that they put to death in labor camps, mostly labor camps, and their life expectancy was only like 3 months. I mean, they barely fed them at all. I mean, it was husbands, wives, children, everything. And if the mothers complained that the children were not getting enough food, they were shot right on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can see that same thing. They're setting it up to happen right here in this country. But it's just amazing that people cannot see what's going on around them.
Yes, it's definitely coming to our country, brother. We just had a bill passed by the Senate that Obama Nation can pick you up with our military and take you away and not have a trial, not have any lawyers, and you're never seen again. If Obama Nation decides that you're a threat to the system, his system, then he tells the military to go get you, and they go get you, and you disappear forever from your family.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be quite a few people on that list.
Yes, me too.
People better start waking up. I want to get that CD you were talking about. I'll order that here in a few minutes, but
okay.
You know, they've done such a good job of throwing that word anti-Semitic out there that if you even dare say the word anything about a Zionist Jew, you know, right away people just shut down. They don't want to hear no more.
Yeah.
So.
That's too bad, too. That's too bad because they control us today.
They control everything.
They control everything today. That's true.
Yeah. All right, Jack. That's all I had.
Okay, Art. God bless you, brother, for being an activist for God and country out there in Maryland. Okay, take care. Okay, let's go to Frank in California. Brother Frank in California, you're on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, thank you, Officer Jack, and thank you, Tex Mars, for giving us a heads up on the banking deal.
Okay.
Do you have any more information, feedback on the on Iran over there? Is there any more?
I don't know. I don't know of anything.
Yeah.
They've used HAARP on several countries today, Japan, to cause the earthquake over there, and in...
What can I Google on that? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I just have read about it, and my military intel people have told me about it, and they used the HAARP system on down in the Caribbean too to cause that earthquake down there.
Haiti.
In Haiti. Haiti. That's right. Each night, the people look up in the sky when HAARP is being used on them, and they see colors in the sky. They see magical colors in the sky, and they know that HAARP's being used on them, and they're going to have an earthquake.
Can you hold me, Jeff?
The next day. Yeah, hold on, Frank. We'll be right back after these important messages on Genesis Communication Network. Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendovite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back on the Officer Jack McGlam program on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're going to go right back to Frank in California. Frank, go right ahead, brother.
Well, you were given valuable information and out there to the public, and also, how's that Project 60 to promote Chinese company foreign nationals in that 257 Chinese communities across America going? Do you have an update on that?
Well, it's going just fine. The governors of the states are really happy to see the communist Chinese set up cities in their state.
They're not,
because they feel they're going to hire Americans to do their work. But they're not. They're bringing in military personnel in civilian clothes, men and women, to do their work on these cities, 257 cities across America. And they're going to be shipping in military equipment to them. That's right. They're going to be shipping in military equipment to them all over the United States, because in Boise, across from Boise, they're setting up a huge, huge city on thousands of acres and they're bringing in an international airport there to bring in communist Chinese flights with military equipment in the plane. And we can't go in and even inspect what they're doing there because it's communist territory. And they're going to be shipping by truck all these pieces of military equipment all across the United States to these 257 cities where they have their military dressed in civilian clothes, bringing in their military to run the military equipment.
Boy, thank you. Thank you much, Jack. You know, well, I hope you folks out there wake up and wake up your friends and people you don't know, because I see the writing on the wall. You know, the Folgers and the Maxwells, they're part of the corroborators, too, in this, and we have met the enemy, and they are us.
Right.
And I guess we have a bunch of pro-enemies running our governorship across the country, not speaking for all, but I guess most. And,
yeah, most.
And so I want to give you a heads up that in collusion with the slow kill and wanting to destroy us and repopulate and re-engineer the world and the status quo,
right.
I guess we ought to give a heads up to people out there to look for it. They did our fluoride deal and contaminants in the water. They did the chemtrail sprays. They did the Gardasil shots, pressing those, the pharmaceuticals, et cetera, to kill us, slow kill us, and drive us into the medical establishment and disable us a piece at a time. And so I guess people ought to look back and start checking on the coffee, since they're in with the Bilderbergs and the global eugenist also.
Okay.
Look into the coffee and the suppliers, because we've owned Columbia. We've been running their drug fields, or telling them how to run them and garden them for decades. And don't think we don't have Colombia and the coffee magnet countries in our pocket. The globalists certainly have in their pocket. So,
right.
Using in conjunction with biological and chemical and germ warfare and stuff against us, too. So I suggest we check into those, go back over the years and get some whistleblowers or some spies in their group, too, because it doesn't make sense not to poison the coffee also somehow or use it in conjunction with other poisonings
right.
to bring about medical disablement and depopulate our country while they put this United Nations agenda and the basis right here in America.
Right.
If we don't repent, and if we don't take these wicked people on, it could be more than a tea party. It could be a coffee party, and we boil them in it at the end of the Inquisition or the quick trial for these people. And God bless you for letting me share it. I'm going to get off the line and let others
Okay, Frank. In. God bless you, Frank, for being an activist and standing up for God and country there in California. Take care, Frank. God bless you, brother. And let's go to Brother Ken in Virginia. Brother Ken in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, Jack, last night they had another debate between the six of the candidates, and Ron Paul clearly won the debate. Of course, they don't like Ron Paul. It was conducted by ABC, and the head of ABC doesn't like him, so they had commentary afterward, and none of the comments by any of the supposed onlookers, experts, mentioned Ron Paul at all, but they all agree that he is among the top three in the Iowa for the Iowa caucuses, and the fact is that Perry has been demolished. He's got a lot of money, but he's has made gaffes. And they the candidates themselves, they were asked what other candidate has helped you in your campaign. And two or three of them mentioned that Ron Paul had helped by giving them information about the Federal Reserve, which they needed to know. So, and there was more applause for him than for any other candidate. Now, the establishment is pushing Gingrich, who, of course, is terrible. He's an enemy of the Constitution. And if you
He's a globalist, brother.
Yes, he's a globalist. And if you just go to on Google, just click on Newt Gingrich, and you scroll down, and the fourth entry on Google is Newt Gingrich, the dark side. And you just click on that, and there's so much there, you can't see how much anybody can possibly withstand this person, because and so many times when he was House Speaker, he had ethics violations. Of course, he brought us NAFTA, the World Trade Organization, and the global government. And he also advocated this book by these futurists who said that the Constitution has to be destroyed, and he supported that book. So the people in Iowa they tend to be religious people, but somehow the establishment is pushing him. But I don't think that he can prevail against the opposition. So I predicted that Ron Paul will certainly win the caucuses in Iowa, which are coming next month. Now, in New Hampshire, Romney has had a lead, but his lead has been diminished because his flaws have been exposed, and he has many flaws. He's hardly any better than Ron Paul, who has been running television advertisements in Iowa, taking Gingrich apart, and which is helpful because they're pushing him. So, but Romney, other people have been taking Romney apart. And he's no change from Obama. Really, his policies are no different.
Okay,
I'll let you go. Thank you, Brad.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Or Ken in Virginia. God bless you, Ken in Virginia. Take care. Okay, I thought I heard the music back there. What'd you say? Okay. We just have a minute here. We're going to go to George in Texas. Brother George in Texas, can you hang on?
Because
we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with George in Texas. Brother George in Texas. Hang on, George.
Yes, I will, Jack.
Okay. Okay. Folks, the music's going to start in just a few seconds here, and we'll be, what'd you say? Okay, we still have 40 seconds, so let me share something with you. Power of Prophecy, Tex Mars covers things the controlled media dare not. Number one, the new Vatican report calls for a supranational authority, a world government to be set up and national sovereignties to be ended. That's the Vatican. Okay, folks. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with George in Texas. We'll be right back.
gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And before we go to George in Texas, let me give out that call-in number again. 800, that's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in, make a statement, or ask questions. Okay, let's go to Brother George in Texas. Brother George in Texas, go right ahead.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing okay, brother.
I can tell you one thing. When they try to push martial law or clamp down on us, I can tell you one thing. They're not going to be able to control all the United States. I kind of have a feeling like most of the southern states, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Idaho, Montana, they're not going to be taken. And I really think this martial law is going to be restricted to like some northeast states like New York City, Chicago, where the people are disarmed.
Yeah.
I don't really think they have the manpower to do it.
Right.
And even like, and I could tell one thing is like some of the police and law enforcement, they're not happy with this law, this bill that passed the Senate. They're not happy with it at all.
No, they're not.
But you know what I would do for any sheriff that's a constitutional sheriff? I wouldn't refuse the offer of that military hardware so we can use it to defend ourselves against them.
Yes.
You know, think of it that way, too. You know, if you're gonna, you know, something to defend ourselves, you put it in the hand, you know, use it for the posse. You know, you got people that are veterans that know how to operate that equipment. It's not like we don't know.
Right.
But anyway, getting with the Jews, you know, the thing is, talking to the Russian people, you know, it's like they know what the Jewish people did to them.
Yeah.
They know. And I don't consider them anti-Semitic. I consider them just knowing full and well who's the enemy is.
Right. Yeah.
Because I talk about the Jewish people, like to the Russian people, they understand, but, you know, you talk about it to the Americans, you're anti-Semitic. I'm like, I'm not going to be a... I'm not going to go to the gas chambers to a FEMA camp because I refuse to say, because if I speak up, it's anti-Semitic. And the thing is, you know, and the thing is, if Ron Paul does come president, and, you know, and he has to constitutionally use force to drive out these Jewish bankers and make arrests, you better stand behind him because I know he ain't going to get cooperation from Congress.
And that's right.
And the thing is, I got to go for the Christians. Now you deal with this economic crisis. WWJD, what would Jesus do? Jesus took a whip and drove the bankers out of the temple. He didn't negotiate with them. He didn't negotiate. He didn't deal with them. He didn't sit down and break bread with them. He grabbed the cork, threw over the tables, and drove them out. And that's what Jesus said. With these type of people, you got to use force.
That's right.
And that's the thing is, we're coming to the point, is, you know, it's like with Goldman Sachs. You know, politically, I don't really see a solution getting out to bankers. I really think it's going to have to take some type of force to get to arrest them, try them, and shut down this banking system, this fraudulent banking system.
Yes,
because,
brother.
Because the Congress is paid for. You know, I just think it's going to have to come down to force. And the Europeans, they're starting to know that. You know, Goldman Sachs, they think they're sitting on top of the world. I don't know, if you keep stealing police's pension funds, you know, you're not going to have a security force to, they're not going to have a security force to protect them. But that's all I have to say, Jack.
Okay, George. God bless you, brother. You're right on target with what you said. Thanks for being an activist in Texas there, standing up for God and country, George. Okay. Now let's go to Tony in Florida. Brother Tony in Florida.
Officer Jack.
Yeah.
The writing is on the wall. These false Jews from the synagogue of Satan are ready to come down on us hard with the Senate Bill 1867.
Right.
I mean, this is it, Officer Jack. And in all seriousness to you, we have to hit big at these people where they are most vulnerable. And we got them good on something. The proof is out there in plain view. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper? Just I want you to write down two numbers and three very brief words. Do you have a pen and paper?
Well, let me grab it here.
And anybody out there that's listening, write this down. It's real quick. I'm not wasting your time.
Okay.
I'm not wasting your time. You got it?
Okay.
9-11 Vans, V-A-N-S, explain, S-P-L-A-I-N, explain this. 9-11
okay.
Vans, explain this.
V-A-N-N?
No, V-A-N-S, Vans.
Vans.
Explain, S-P-L-A-N-S. A-I-N. Explain. S-E-L-A-I-N. Let me come back. Let me finish. I'll get to the point. Let me come back.
Okay, brother. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Tony in Florida. Be right back with Tony in Florida. Hang on, Tony. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Brother Tony in Florida. Brother Tony in Florida, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, to the point immediately, 9/11 Van explained this is a 7-minute video on YouTube. Go there before they take it off. If you watch this thing, if any rational person watches this video and doesn't get that the Israeli Mossad did 9/11, then they're a total fool, and you don't even want to waste your time with them. But people
okay,
need to
what's
do,
that? What's that website again, brother?
YouTube. YouTube. Everybody's heard of YouTube, Jack. It's with all the videos on there. YouTube. 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 Everybody knows it. It's just like Google. Just
okay.
Like Yahoo. And what you need to do is you watch that video. It's 7 minutes. I'm not even going to get into the details of it. If you're not motivated enough to go and watch it, because we have limited time here, I promise you I'm going to get to the point. If you watch that video, and if you can't realize it's right out there that the Israeli Mossad did 9/11, you're a fool. You go to Real Player. Write it down. Real, R-E-A-L. Real Player. P-L-A-Y-E-R, realplayer.com. You download this program, okay? You copy that video to CD. This is 100% free. You're going to have to buy the CDs, okay? You take these CDs. That program lets you copy. It is so easy. Anybody could do it. You take those CDs and you go to Ron Paul meetups. There's hundreds of them going around the country. I just went to them. People don't know about 9/11. It's been 10 years. Okay? They believe this Bin Laden garbage. You have to hit these
That's
Jews
right.
hard. And you have to hit these Jews hard where they're vulnerable. And any fool knows once they watch a 7-minute video that these Jews slaughtered us like a bunch of pigs that day. Okay? And we need to get it out that these Jews slaughtered us like pigs that day in New York City. And they did. Like cattle. And they caught them red-handed all over the place. There's a massive cover-up on 9/11. They caught them with truck bombs, with murals of the world of airplanes going in the World Trade Centers. There's a massive cover-up going on in this country for 10 years. And people need to go to Ron Paul meetups, hand that CD out, tell them, don't even say Jew, tell them the Mossad did it. And this SBA, this Senate Bill 1867, they're ready to throw us in camps. You got to get the word out that these people are evil. You got to get the word out about their evil. It's that simple. If you can't do this, then just give up and go into a concentration camp because they're ready to throw us in them now.
Yeah.
I mean, we are at the end of the line here. We need to do something. Hit them where we got them, and we got them on 9/11.
Okay, brother. What is that website, 9/11 Vans something?
No, it's 9/11 Vans Splain, SPLAIN, Splain This, THIF. That's the name of the video, Jack. You have to go to YouTube, and you type in that video title. And these Jews are so arrogant that they're not even going to bother to take it off because they feel that they won the war against us. They don't care. It's up there. They're going, we don't care, Goyim. We slaughtered you on 9/11. Here's the proof. You got a 7-minute video. We'll let people watch it because we're going to win. We've got 100% control. That's their attitude. No, it's a video, Jack. You obtained a video on YouTube.
Okay,
and then you
brother.
Then you go to realplayer.com. See, a lot of people know about RealPlayer. You burn the video to a CD for free, and you hand it out at Ron Paul meetups. They say the Mossad. Don't use the word Jew. They all freak out. You watch this video. It's so obvious that they did this. And then you leave it there. I don't know what more to do at this point. You got to wake people up. What's going on in this country is plain evil. Now they got a law. They're going to ready to start rounding us up and heaving us in camps.
Right.
That's for real. That's for real.
That's true, Tony. God bless you, Tony. God bless you, brother. Take care. Tony in Florida is an activist. God bless you, Tony. And what you said is absolutely true. Okay. All right. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hey, thank you, Brother Jack. Always great to speak with you.
First time
I've called you on RBN.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're used to GCN here, but you get around all through the week. You've got to be one of the hardest working men in radio.
Yeah.
Officer Jack, I wanted to mention to you, I had a couple of things here, whatever time allows, but you must be aware, I would think, that Sheriff Richard Mack is organizing a conference of county sheriffs.
He sure is.
And you're aware of this, and you're aware of his website and such like that?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. And I think you're probably also aware that he's running for the U.S. Congress out of a district in Texas here in the coming election.
Right. Yes, he is.
Yes. I figured you were well informed on that. And concerning H.R. 1867, or would that be the Senate bill number, I think, the House of Representatives has a somewhat of a similar bill. I believe it's H.R. 1340 or 1540, something like that. Those two bills are in committees representing both houses of Congress, now the Senate, House of Representatives. They're going to come up with one bill out of the two versions that they have, one from each legislative chamber. And if you go to page 426 of the bill is 900-plus pages. It's there's an incredible amount of things in there. But if you go to page 426 of the Senate version, 1867,
yeah,
you will get specific under Title B, Detainee Matters Act.
Yeah.
That's where you would fall into that section on that page. And you can see the details of, from what I understand, the detention, execution, and or torture powers given to the U.S. military in that particular part of this 900-plus page bill. That page 426 really goes into that. I thought that might
426.
Help you.
Yes, thank you, brother.
426. And, Jack, you were speaking of, again, Tex Mars has done excellent research on how the so-called Jewish conspiracy is interwoven into the Illuminati and manifests that Illuminati agenda through the years per the protocols of Zion. But as you said yourself, Jack, you know, and one or two of your callers have mentioned today that Jesus referred to the synagogue of Satan and those Jews who were not Jews. And, of course, those Jews who are not Jews are the Caesarian or the Khazars.
Khazars, right.
Gone over this
That's
on your
right.
program. They're of Mongolian descent, and they do not have any of the blood of the 12 tribes of Judah.
That's right. They do
yes.
not.
So they are saying they have Jewish blood, calling themselves Jews, and they are not Jews. And they are the ones who are infiltrated throughout the evil structure system of this planet.
That's
and
right, brother.
You've also said how Benjamin H. Friedman, I believe it was, who wrote that book, Facts or Facts, talked about the oppression of true blood Jews in Israel.
That's right.
And he paid the ultimate price for exposing that. And how
That's
the,
right. He how they the Mossad came over and killed him.
Yes. And how the true Jews are actually greatly oppressed there. So,
right.
But we have we don't want to, because I'm a blood Jew myself, going back for as many generations probably as our family has been on the planet.
Yeah.
Don't want to confuse the blood Jews with the counterfeit Jews, right, Jack?
That's right. In the revelations of the Bible, God mentions two times in Revelations 2:9 and Revelations 3:9.
Yes.
He says, I know the blasphemy of those that call themselves Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Yes.
So he was warning us about the day.
Absolutely. And Tex Mars makes that fine delineation in people's minds for them so that they don't get misled into thinking that the real blood Jews are actually responsible for all of the machinations of evil that the Zionist Jews are responsible for. The whole leadership of Israel, pretty
right.
much, yes, at the high levels of the Mossad, I would imagine. So I thought that was an important point just to, you know, bring up periodically to keep people on the right path of truth there, Officer Jack,
okay.
just to assist
okay,
you a little
brother.
Bit, sir.
Well,
okay, God bless
brother.
You, sir. Well, it's always great to speak with you and an honor, and thank you so much for everything that you do for us, Officer Jack.
Okay, you too, Mark. Right back at you, brother. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country in Oregon. Mark in Oregon, thank you, brother, for calling in tonight. Okay, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hey, hello, Brother Jack.
Hey, brother, how are you doing?
I'm doing a little better, Jack. I missed the most of the beginning of your show, you know, the hour that you do. But listen, I guess it wouldn't be wise for me to talk about my case very much, other than I, you know, When my cousin years ago became a lawyer, I overheard him talking to my father. And when he was talking about fees and everything, my father was, you know, started saying, you know, who can afford to even hire a lawyer and everything? And I remember my cousin said, you know, it's not a question of what you can you afford a lawyer. It's a question whether you can afford not to have a lawyer. So anyways, Jack, I pulled the money together to give a really hard-nosed, tough-fighting attorney a large retainer. And I'm going to go up against this wicked Roman, this wicked, I don't even want to call him Catholic or anything, just this wicked Roman priest. He's a cop turned priest, Jack. He had a career as a, his name is Sean Connor. You can Google his name, and you can actually see this bum on a Catholic show called Going My Way, where he talks about his career as a police officer before he just became a priest. But I don't know what's up, Jack. I've never known this guy. I don't know whether they've heard some of my calls. I think they did, because they had me sign some no trespassing orders at these different Catholic churches. Because, you know, I've called into you before, Jack, and I've actually identified maybe like the church that I was, the Catholic church that I was calling from and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so, but let me tell you, know, I want to let your audience really know how a lot of this crap worked, Jack. And, you know, I know this is a family show, Jack, but I think I can put it out there delicately enough for any tender ears that are listening. But it's important that the kids actually hear this message and their parents talk to them about it. But this is how they used to get us, Jack. And, I'm not embarrassed about it. Jesus hung on the cross completely naked. And if he can do that for us, Jack, we can certainly let it all hang out for him. But when we were kids, Jack, and all my little Catholic Irish friends and Italian friends and everything, what these priests would do, and you know, and naturally, I hope I don't have to say not all the priests are like this. Thank God. Obviously, there's some good Catholic priests.
Right.
In fact, they just got rid of one good guy, in my estimation, a good Catholic priest, Father John Calapi. And they accused him of some sort of sexual impropriety. I think it involved a woman, though, anyways, you know, a grown woman.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is how they used to do it. And you being a police officer, Jack, will be able to relate to this. These priests, they used to, I'd be with my friends very often, you know, little Jack kids like Mikey Green. I still remember all their names, Mikey Green and all these little kids. There might be a half a dozen of us. And the priest would, sometimes one priest or sometimes two priests and everything, they'd invite us down like in the basement or some room that's not really used much in the basement of the church. And how they did it, Jack, they'd start giving us beer. You know, we'd only be 10, 11, 12 years old. We weren't old enough to drink, but they'd start giving us beer and they'd get us half drunk, Jack. And then when we want, naturally, what Irish kid doesn't enjoy the feeling of getting half drunk, you know? Every Irish kid, once he's half drunk, he wants to get the rest of the way drunk, too. So we'd ask for another beer, you know, after we were feeling good, then we'd ask for another beer. Suddenly the supply of beer is shut off, Jack. And they say, if you want another beer, you know, you're gonna have to show me your private parts. Only they don't say private parts, Jack. You know, they're after saying anything. But this is a family show. So the next thing you know, they got all our, the little kids, they got all our pants down. It starts out showing it to them first. And then, as you can well imagine, Jack, now I used to screw before the drug. I said, the hell with their beer, and I used to screw. But some of my little friends used to stay, and then I'd ask them. I said, well, what happened after I left and everything? And, of course, you can well imagine, Jack, then there was the oral sex and all that sort of thing and everything. But they're
right.
Kids, Jack. Those bastards are, those, and then, Jack, at the Mass, the first one that takes Holy Communion is the priest. When he's celebrating the sacrifice of the Mass, he's the first one to take Holy Communion up at the altar. But the Bible's very clear, Jack, if you have that kind of unconfessed sin in your life and everything, that those priests were taking, they were heaping judgment unto themselves. They were heaping the condemnation of the Lord unto themselves because they were taking the Holy Communion unworthily, Jack. They were taking it unworthily. And then they got the gall to go out and distribute it among the flock, you know, at Mass, you know, when they go up for Holy Communion, up to the altar and everything. But anyways, Jack, if I get another, let me say this, Jack. And let me know, you know, when you have to move on, Jack. But you know these damn Catholics, Jack. These damn Catholic priests, or some of these, the hierarchy of these Catholics. There's a bum in Boston, Jack. He's called Mayor Flynn. He was called Mayor Raymond Flynn, and then he became the he was the mayor of Boston, and from South Boston, Raymond Flynn. And under Reagan appointed him. When we established diplomatic relations with the Vatican, Reagan appointed this bum as the ambassador to the Vatican, and he was over there for a number of years. But then on this Occupy Boston, they did a big write-up. He did an interview when he was asked about Occupy Boston. He said if he was mayor, Jack, he would have gone in on the first day and would have run off, had his police go in the first day and run off all the protesters. Can you hold
that? Yeah, hold on, brother. Hold on, we'll be right back with Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, hang on. We'll be back after these important messages.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave in Massachusetts, go right ahead, brother.
Yeah, Jack, so I was talking about Raymond Flynn, Mayor Raymond Flynn, and Reagan appointed him as ambassador to the Vatican. He was saying that if he had been mayor of Boston on the very first day, he said that they would have been cleared out within 24 hours on the very first day they tried to protest. But my question, Jack, is who the hell is this Catholic pig, this stinking Catholic pig in Protestant America, Jack, and you know, and the root word of Protestant, of course, is protest. Now, who's this Catholic pig from the Vatican to say that he would have ran off all the protesters within 24 hours? If they're peaceful protesters, Jack, I don't care if they're flaming commies. I don't care if they're Nazis, Jack. I don't give a damn
right.
Idea. They have the right to peacefully protest.
That's
know?
Right, brother. That's right.
So, Jack, I'll shut up, and you can either respond to some of the things I said, or you can maybe squeeze in one last call, and I'll call
okay.
You.
Okay. Okay, brother. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Dave, in Massachusetts. Okay, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris in Las Vegas, we're just about out of time, brother.
I see that, Jack. I'll try to make it quick as I can. I had quite a bit to cover. First of all, to Dave in Massachusetts, those priests are living the Talmud. The Talmud has all sorts of perverse instructions and authorization
right.
For them to do.
They sure are.
And it's a part of the stemmings of the Catholic Universal Church of Synagogue of Satan, stemming from the Talmud and the Pharisean religions, the Babylonian, Sumerian, so on and so forth. But more importantly, let's talk about disinformation a little bit, Jack, because with this CIA asset-based administration in the White House, it seems like everything they do is a communist show trial or a false flag operation. And I have some spirit of discernment guidances that believe me that this drone capture over in Iran or Afghanistan is likely a electronic capture and probably a cloning of the signal, and they took command of that device and landed it and basically turned our technology against us by stealing the technology and, of course, reverse engineering it. But if they have the ability to do that, they would then be able to turn those drones, which are actually weapons of war invading their airspace, their sovereign airspace, as an act of war against them. And, of course, we're rattling sabers saying that we'll consider an act of war if they do this or do that. But it's okay for us to war on them, but they can't war on us. So it's all a blip and big fairy tale anyway. But the ability
that's right, brother.
Technology is just really it's how stupid this administration really is. They haven't got a concept that there are people out there that are actually smarter than they are, because they believe they're the smartest ones on the planet.
Right.
It's just
true.
And there are so many things that are going on that appear to be one thing, and with Photoshop and all these other things, oops, well, you're already ended up, aren't you?
Yes, that's the end of our show there, Chris in Las Vegas. Guy in Arkansas, Jim in Atlanta, and Ed in Utah. I'm sorry I can't take your calls today, but call back next Sunday. God bless you, Guy in Arkansas, or Chris in Las Vegas. God bless you. Take care, brother. Thanks for being an activist for God and country. Okay, folks, that's it for today. I hope you have a good week, and God willing, I'll be back with you next Sunday. Okay? God bless you, and have a good day. God bless you.
The next